This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أحبي أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تحديث my collection of Imam Bukhari narrated by Abu Huraira. This is within the theme of anti-oppression still probably towards the end of this week, maybe even beyond. This is a hadith Qudsi where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام narrates to us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not in the form of Quran. And this is what he says. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال الله ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة. There are three types of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the khasm. The khasm is the one who stands in opposition to the other one. Meaning, when you are sued in court or when you are taken to a court of law, the opposing side are the ones who are holding your, they're the ones who are coming after you. Right? There'll be a law firm, be a person, someone that you offended, a country, a government, an institution of some sort. On the day of judgment, there are three groups of people who it's not going to be other people who are going after them. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself who is going after them. Meaning it's not going to be human beings or creations that are standing there opposing them, asking for their rights from them or asking. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be standing in opposition to them, Jalla Jalaluhu, with no need of people doing anything, like just by the mere practice or falling into this problem. So what are the three things that they did? رَجُلٌ أَعْطَى بِي ثُمَّ غَدَرْ. Someone who gave their word through my name and then they betrayed to an act of treason. Whether you promise someone something or you offer someone wealth and you go back on your word and you try to take it back, meaning you betray the person in front of you, the act of betrayal. وَرَجُلٌ بَاعَ حُرًّا فَأَكَلَ ثَمَنَهُ. And someone who enslaved someone and sold them and took the money for themselves. Enslaved someone unrighteously and then sold them and took the money. وَرَجُلٌ اسْتَأْجَرَ أَجِيرًا فَاسْتَوْفَى مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُعْطِهِ أَجْرَهُ. And then someone who used the services of someone else, that person performed the service and complete, and then he didn't pay. He didn't give them what their rights were. Those three types of people, on the day of judgment, those whom they oppressed or betrayed or mistreated, don't have to come looking for them. No, they can just sit there and enjoy the time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be prosecuting them on their behalf. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one going after them on their behalf without the requirement of them even bringing it up. It's almost the same, this hadith, this is what the scholars have kind of derived from the wording here, is that even if this person was to forgive, it's not going to make a difference. In most of the time, if you mistreat a human being and they forgive you, then you're off the hook because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq within that mistake is with an act of repentance or it'll be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq, He forgives a lot of them. A lot of them are let go. It's the people's haqq that are hard to get rid of because they don't forgive. The wording of this hadith is suggesting that even if the person forgave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not. He will come after the person who, because it's an act of oppression. And because betrayal, what is betrayal? Betrayal is just an act of oppression. It's just, again, it's all the same. It's all just a different term. Different oppression is so versatile that we have all these words to describe it. But at the end, it's just the same concept. All three examples are people who mistreated or oppressed other human beings within a context that they were capable of doing so. They just had the upper hand somehow and they oppressed. So it's something to remember that. Not only for you to derive some degree of comfort from it, but also for us to be very aware and very cautious when we think about acts of oppression being produced by ourselves. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khasm. He is the one who's going to come after you on the day of judgment. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة رجل أعطى بي ثم غدر ورجل باع حرا فأكل ثمنه ورجل استأجر أجيرا فاستوفى منه ثم لم يعطه أجره. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.